everybody, it's Michelle Fisher, and welcome into A View From My Window. As always, I thank you for joining us today. Today, we are talking about an organization that is very close to my heart, Special Olympics Indiana, and the signature fundraiser for this special organization, the Polar Plunge. Now, let me tell you, and I've always said this, it makes my heart happy to see people's generosity in helping those who help people with special needs, but when it comes to getting into super cold water, I would be a super enthusiastic cheerleader from the sidelines. Better yet, I will use my journalist ability to tell you about the event and then shake your hand and think, wow, you are much braver than me. Here to tell us more is Central Regional Manager for Special Olympics Indiana, Beth Schweigel, and she tells us more about how you can be a freezin' for a reason to help benefit Special Olympics Indiana. Hello, Beth.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being here. This is a wonderful event. Talk a little bit about the Polar Plunge and how it was instituted.
Well, the Polar Plunge is our signature fundraiser.
It is.
We have 14 different plunges across the state, so more than likely there's one near you that you can go to and participate or even watch.
Yes.
We've been doing it for 12 years, or let's see, 16 years. Mm-hmm. 16 years now. So it grows bigger mm-hmm. every year. We get more and more people involved. I think last year we had close to 2,600 people
wow.
who plunged across the state.
Wow.
So we really hoped that, you know, this year will be bigger and better than ever, especially
sure.
since so far the weather's not too bad.
Yeah. Yeah. And it actually, I was reading this, the information, and it said that often people make this a bucket list activity
oh,
for
sure.
themselves.
Yeah, it's one of those things that, you know, why on earth would you jump into freezing cold water unless it was for a really good reason?
Right.
And what better way to raise funds and to do something like this than for a really good reason like Special Olympics?
Nah.
We, some of our plunges are actual lake plunges where you can run into the lake. They have to cut the ice sometimes for you to get into the lake.
The ice.
Yes. Yes, so very cold. And then some of our plunges are pool plunges. We'll set up a pool outside, and you can jump in that way. And then you, of course, got to climb back out.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
Each has its own challenges.
It does. And like you said, the what better organization to give to? Because I appreciated this one sentence in the information you gave me. It says, our goal is to empower people with intellectual disabilities to realize their full potential and develop their skills through year-round sports, training, and competition. As a result, Special Olympics athletes become fulfilled and productive members of their families and the communities in which they live.
Yes, that is our main goal. We try to provide as many opportunities as we can for individuals with intellectual disabilities. Our age starts at 8 mm-hmm. and goes up to 88, however old you want to be. You can be involved in Special Olympics. We currently have a little over 11,000 athletes that participate. That's statewide. And we give them opportunities in the sports. We try to get inclusion with their local schools and in
sure.
their community. And then we also offer them leadership opportunities within mm-hmm. our organization.
I mean, obviously, people who have been in the disability community know about Special Olympics. But why is it important for you to develop this, like keep developing this idea of unification in communities and activities in the community as well?
Right. Well, you know, I am a special needs mom. I have a son
yes,
with autism. And so it's kind of near and dear to my heart. And I can kind of relate because I also have typical kids. And so I know what it's like for my special needs son to kind of be on the outside looking in. And so that's what the inclusion is all about, is to give them an opportunity to be a part of the same thing that everybody else is mm-hmm. and to make everybody aware of the fact that they can do the same things as everybody else. They don't have to be treated differently. They don't have to be sitting on the sidelines. They can be involved just like everybody else.
That's a good thing, really good thing. Let's talk about then how people get involved and what is involved in setting up for the plunge.
It's very simple. All it requires is a collection of $75, $50 if you're a student,
okay.
and you can raise as much as you want, but that's the minimum. You can go online to the Special Olympics website, which is www.soindiana.org, and go to the special events page, pick out the plunge that you want to attend. and register online, then you can just let all your family, friends, coworkers, neighbors, everybody else know that you're doing this and ask them to join you either as plungers on your team or to donate to, you know, your page.
Talk about where this, all of these plunges are, depending on, they're everywhere, right?
They are. They're all over the state. Our first plunge is this Saturday, the 31st, mm-hmm. and that is at Butler. And we have
go Bulldogs.
Yes. We have them every Saturday after that till March 7th, mm-hmm. which is at Eagle Creek. And okay. some of the plunges, or some of those dates have multiple plunges on them. We've got them as far
two in Indianapolis, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And we've got them up at Purdue. We've got a new one down in Columbus.
Do.
We got them as far east as Versailles.
Okay.
As far north as Warsaw, mm-hmm. And down south in Petersburg and Boonville. So they're all over the state.
You know, whenever we talk about fun events like this, it's going to be great. It's going to be fun.
Oh, yes, it's very, a party.
Yeah, very unified. But the purpose really is to put faces to these stories of,
yes.
you know, what Special Olympics does for these people.
Yes, we always have athletes there. Mm-hmm. We open up the plunge just like we do opening ceremonies when we have that. So somebody will bring in the torch.
Sure.
We'll say the athlete's oath. Sometimes they sing the national anthem. You know, all those wonderful things that you kind of think about when you think of Special Olympics. And then usually that athlete and the officer carrying the torch are the first ones in the water.
Well, I would be like, can I be the 15th in the water? So you have these every year.
Yes.
So in the end, what is your goal as far as the Polar Plunge? What do you want people to take away when they go to these events?
Well, obviously we want people to have fun and we want to raise their awareness about Special Olympics and know that if they participate and raise funds, it's going for a really good cause because these funds are used to help fund our program so that the athletes and the families don't have to pay. There again, as a special needs parent, I know how expensive it is to have a special needs child. So the fact that he can participate in these things and it's free
sure.
is just awesome.
Sure.
Because even school sports or rec board sports nowadays are pretty expensive.
Sure.
So the fact that these families can do it at no cost is pretty incredible. But it does cost money, obviously. So
sure.
Special Olympics has to raise these funds to cover that.
Sure. So let's talk about information and how people can get involved. Can they call, email?
What yes, if do? if you go to the Special Olympics website, which is soindiana.org, special events page, Polar Plunge, all the information's on there. Each plunge site has its own page, and the contact person, their phone number, email, all that is on there as well. And if you do multiple plunges and mm-hmm. raise at least $4,000, you're considered a super plunger. Yes, and we do have a few of those that are brave enough to do it more than once.
Well, you know, we appreciate those people.
Oh, yes.
We
well,
appreciate those
or
people.
Or if you're like me, and as you have indicated, and you really don't like the idea
yeah.
of getting in the cold water, you can be a virtual plunger. You can still raise money, help a good cause, but you don't have to get cold and wet.
Well, Beth Schweigel, thank you so much for this talking about the Polar Plunge. We look forward to 2015.
All right. Thank you, Michelle. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, too. And thank you for listening today, everybody. Have a great day today. Bye-bye.